Work values, what we think our job values are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Work values, what we think our job values are. Most of us, unfortunately, have one value that we think our job values are. And that one value that we think our job values are is money. We think of it as our salary. We think of it as our income. This is the money that's paid to us for doing a job. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because if that's really what it is, and we are earning what we're worth, we really aren't worth very much. Pretty. Why is it that Bill Gates can't bend over and pick up the $5,000 on the floor? Because his value is worth more than that. Leave it alone. His value is worth more than that if he does anything to it, if he picks up a $5,000 bill off the floor, if they have $5,000 bills, not sure they do, if they have a $5,000 bill, he picks it up off the floor, he's worth $100,000 during the time that he's picking it up. But I'm lying to you. I'm lying to you. He's worth, let's say, $50 billion. Now, $50 billion, just saying that at that moment he's worth $50 billion, $50 billion divided into, hours. How can you divide it into hours? Because each hour that he, you see, this is crazy. Bill Gates is worth $50 billion, and every hour Bill Gates is worth he's worth maybe about $150 million more in interest earned on his money. Or maybe even more than that, because, I mean, you know, golly Moses, billions is lots of money, and 50 billion is money. Can you imagine what 6% of 50, 6 times 5 is 33, 300 million, 3, what is it? $3 billion? $3 billion interest for 6%? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, sounds good. But can you imagine that? Can you imagine that interest? Now, is that interest per hour or per day or per month or per year? Well, that interest, who knows what it is, you know. It's coming in. But if it were just a year and you divide that by 12, and you divide that by 30, and what do you come up with? You come up with some pretty impressive numbers. Now, wow. Now, does Bill Gates think he's worth $50 billion? Bill Gates does not equate his value in money. He equates his value in what, Christy? What does Bill Gates equate his value in? Being myself and having fun. My goodness sakes. Christy, what does he equate his value in?
Being myself and having fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, wouldn't you like to have that problem of being yourself and having fun and spending $50 billion, you know? Well, he and his wife have such a difficult time giving away the money that they have put into their foundation. And in their foundation, they have maybe $100 billion now. I don't know what it amounts to, but it's probably quite impressive. And then they're trying to give it away faster than it is making interest to build. And they can't do it. There's no way they can do it. So what they just do is to...
Being myself and have fun.
Being myself and having fun. That's all they can do. Now, the richest people in the world have... as their primary task, being themselves and having fun. Can you be yourself and have fun?
Yes.
How do you do it?
By being myself and having fun.
By being independently wealthy.
No. Being independently wealthy is okay. But you see, being yourself and having fun is doing whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. And wealthy is not going to help you do that. If you have a sick body that doesn't let you do it, that's no help, is it? If you have a sick mind that doesn't let you do it, that's no help either. If you have no interest in life, if you are just, you know, out of love with life, then what happens? When you're out of love with life, it's no longer any fun. Better vision here. Now, how do you be yourself and have fun? What are your work values? What do you think your job values are? Now, you go to your job, and you're given a job as a janitor. That's a simple job. And you're given a broom and a dustpan, and you're given a mop, and you're given a bucket, and you're given a waste basket, and you're told to use them. And they shouldn't have to explain it to you, because, you know, everyone should know how to do that. That's pretty basic. Hey, isn't that better than not having a job? Isn't that better than not having a job? Now you're bringing in at least minimum wage, maybe more. It's better than you were before. You're bringing in nothing. And you had nothing to spend. And now you at least have that amount to spend. Okay, now. So you sweep the floor. And you wax the floor. And you wash the floor. And you clean the building. And you do what things are expected of you. But if you're going to do it with, I'm sorry for myself sort of thing, it's not going to be any fun, and you're not going to do a good job. They will soon replace you with somebody who really would enjoy doing the job. So, you say, no reason to replace me. I enjoy doing the job. I like it. And so, what we think our job values are, that's our work values. Now, what is your job value about sweeping the floor? Do you sweep the floor nicely? Do you complain because your broom begins to have its straws uneven lengths and it doesn't sweep well? What do you do when your broom has an uneven length on the straw? What did you do?
I cut them to an even length.
What an industrious lady. She cuts them to an even length. Now, Ingeborg, why does she cut them to an even length?
Economize.
Well, that's another way of looking at it too. You economize by not going to buy a new one. Now, why would you cut them to an even length?
To sweep properly and lovingly and having fun in sweeping.
To make the broom function perfectly like it's supposed to. Now, you say sweep properly. You can only sweep properly with even a badly cut broom. You know that.
Okay.
Now, what could you do? If you had a badly cut broom that really was sort of curled all the way up and you hadn't thought of cutting the ends and you thought, now I've got to do this here. Now, I've got all this equipment here and I've got the vacuum cleaners here for the rugs in here, but what am I going to do about this? All this dust on the floor here? What am I going to do when I can't sweep it up? What would you suggest? Sybil, what would you suggest?
Find another way of doing it.
Now, that's exactly right, but what would be another way? I offered you a suggestion.
I use my mind.
That's exactly right, too. But where would you use your mind on for which you would use another way?
I see it done.
You see it done?
Yes.
Well, cool. Cool. I would recommend you get the vacuum cleaner and you vacuum it if you can't sweep it. And clean it up with a vacuum cleaner, because the vacuum cleaner can vacuum it up just fine.
With a blower.
Well, I didn't say there's a blower there. Include a blower. And I didn't want you to blow it all over the place. Then you'd have to dust it after you're done blowing it, and you'd make a bigger mess than you had before. Can you see her? Well, what kind of janitor she would make, I tell you. Let's clean the house. That's a blower all over everything. By the time the dust settles, you got to start dusting all over again. Well, you see, work values, what we think our job values are. What do you think
having
you're...
Having fun.
Being yourself and having fun. Now, were we just having a lot of fun?
Yes, and all the time.
And were we just finding whatever it is that we were looking at an amusing, happy experience?
Right. Yeah.
And did it seem like Gee, that'd be kind of fun. Can you imagine all the dust all over the place? The boss comes in. He says, "What happened here?" And you say, "Well, I was vacuuming, but I had the vacuum plug in the wrong way in the big shop vac, and it was blowing out instead of blowing in." And he says, "Well, that's one way of learning how to do it." And then he walks out. Does he tell you how to do your job? He only tells you how to do your job is if you act stupid and you do nothing. But he doesn't tell you how to do your job. He says, "Go on, as you were." And so you say, "Okay, now, that was backwards. So now I will plug it in the other way, and it'll be forwards, and it'll be sucking up instead of throwing out." And that's good. So then you fix that up, and it's all set. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
And then what kind of a space do you have? Nice and clean, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, make something of a joy out of your job. Now, why is it many janitors at some, many, and I mean many janitors, at some point in their career end up to be the president of the company? Well, this is not necessarily what they should do, but the janitors go through the waste paper. And they go through the things that are being thrown out, and they read the letters that are being thrown out, and they read the literature that's being thrown out, and they read all about the projects that are being worked on, and they think how they would handle those projects and what they would do if they were to work on those projects. And as they do this, then they build up interest and skill. And then at some point, they go to the boss and they say, "Hey, boss, I heard about this project that you're working on, and may I give you my opinion on it?" And he'll say, "Why not, you know?" And so you give him your opinion, and he says, "Boy, that's outstanding. That's outstanding. You have the most amazing perception of what's going on around here." Well, janitors do that, you know. We throw a lot of paper away, and a lot of it flashes before our eyes, and we are aware of what's going on. "Do you clean out my office too?" And he says, "Yes, sir." He says, "Well, how would you like to be the vice president?" Move him up in the company. You know, got control of him better that way than as a janitor. So, but that sounds just a little bit naughty. What are your work values? What we think our job values are, that's what our job values are. If you think that your job value is to make money, then that's what you'll be working on all the time. You'll look for a better job to pay better, pay better, pay better. Is it going to make you feel better? When you go home from work at night, are you going to feel that you have done an excellent job? When you go home from work at night, are you going to feel, "Wow, this is so exciting, I can hardly wait till I get back to work tomorrow and continue with my projects"? What kind of an attitude do you have about anything? If you're a wife and you come home from work and your children are at home and you say, "The children, got to take care of them," and then you're a miserable mother. But if you come home and you say, "Oh, you're waiting for me, good!" And before you do any nonsense like making meals or cooking or cleaning house or doing anything, what does a good mother do? Anybody? She's being herself and having fun, so she goes around and hugs all the kids. She hugs each kid and she says, "I love you, I 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 love you." And she hugs them and she snuggles them, she hugs them, and she says, "Come on." And then they roll and play on the floor and they do all sorts of unladylike things and just have a good time together. And the kids say, "We got the greatest mom in the world. Mom, what do you want us to do?" You know, and mom says, "Well, I want to change my clothes, take a shower before I make supper. You know, would you set the table and put the things out? We're going to have steak tonight, and we're going to have beans, and we're going to have this and that and the other thing. So if you could start get things rolling on that, I'll be down in about 20 minutes, okay?" "Okay, Mom." And happy children, eager to ready to go and do that part of it and say, "Wow, wow, we're helping Mom, and we love Mom, and everything is great." And so that is fantastic. So as they do that, they have a very happy and her job, the values of her job at home are what? Charming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, what are your values in your job, whatever your job may be, you know? Is your job a fun job? Do you go on your job and make every aspect of it fun? If your job is grooming dogs, I swear the girls who give Rex a shave, a trim, must be very special. Maybe a year ago, I'd go in the bathroom and I'd take out my electric razor and Rex would leave the bathroom. Now, I go out and I take out the electric razor and Rex comes in the bathroom. He wants to stand close. He puts his nose by my hand holding the electric razor and he wants to lay down next to my feet and so on, because I think they must have given him a wonderful massage with their electric razor, you know. It must have really, and it must not be too hot or anything. It must be just wonderful. Well, their love for Rex, and I'm sure other dogs too, you know, I'm sure a lot of dogs are loving like Rex, but their love just oozes out in all things. And I would have never dreamed that he would like the clippers, but he just likes the clippers and he just thinks that's great and that's wonderful. And maybe they're liking their job, being themselves and having fun. Do you think that they probably sing while they're working? Do you think they probably are petting the dogs while they're working and say, "You are such a sweet guy, you are so wonderful," and snip, 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 and the dogs just, "Oh, yes, yes, yes," you know. And do you think they like their job? My goodness, yes. Do you think they get paid a big salary? No. Dog trimmers are not the most fancy job in the world, but it's good. It's a little extra, more than standard. And so they're doing fine, but they like their job. When they go home, what do? They pet their dog. When they go home, they reach out for their family and they hug them like they hug their puppies at their work, because it's part of their job. What we think our job values are, that's what they are. Their job values are not money. Surely they want to earn enough money and they want to get paid for what they do, but they love doing what they do. Now, if all of us could take our attention and put it on what we love to do and then go and do it, then what would happen to us? We would be living in paradise. We would be being ourselves and having fun. We would be experiencing all of the joy and all of the goodness and all of the happiness that we could possibly expect for ourselves. But it all begins where? Right inside. It all begins with liking ourselves. And let's see. Well, this one woman, she worked for a groomer, and she got her license in grooming and so forth. And then she and her husband moved up here to Campbell. And so she opened up a grooming studio in her garage. And so in her garage now, she's grooming dogs. And if the dogs don't come to her, she comes to the dog. And so she sets up appointments. And she comes over here and gets a little love. And Rex too, doesn't she? Or just a little love?
Little love.
Just a little love. Once a month, isn't it? Or something like that? Once
yeah,
a month. Twice a month? Twice a month. Coming over here and trimming. My God. He has his special manicurist that comes over twice a month to take care of his toenails. What a life that guy has. Woo-wee. And do you think she likes her job? She loves it. And she always brings her little kid along and leaves in the back seat with the other dogs. And then she comes in and takes care of the dog and then goes about her business. But wonderful. Just wonderful. We would have to pay the same price for a home visit as we do for a store visit, right? And so, yeah, why not have her come here, you know? And it saves us losing time with our day. But she loves her work. And you can tell how she loves her work, because little love doesn't let anybody fool around with his toes. Mm-hmm. It's got to be somebody who really is a lovely person. And you can tell that she is that way. Well, this is how our job values are. Now, if our job values are going to be something that are going to just go after the almighty dollar, then we're going to always be living from hand to mouth. We're always going to be never having enough money. We're always going to be wishing we were paid more. Always looking around for a better job. We're a groomer here with this grooming company, and they pay $12 an hour, and another grooming company two doors away, or let's say 10 miles away, pays $12 an hour. And so, what did I say first?
10, 10, and 12.
Okay. So then she goes to work for this other groomer and pays $12 an hour. And the groomer is 10 miles further away, and she has to put more gas in and drive further distances, and the parking isn't as good over at the other place, but she takes the job because she wants more money. Well, with the taxes taken off and the other things taken off, she ends up almost about the same, you know, with her on the first job she had, what do you call it, health insurance and so forth given by the company. On the second job she had to pay for it herself. Now, she didn't come out ahead at all, did she? She didn't come out ahead at all. But they don't think about that. They just look at the top number and they say, good, I'll take it. And the perks sometimes far outweigh the salary and make a lot of difference. So we have people working for us, and all of them must have their independent contractor's license or independent contractor's admission. And they sign as independent contractors, and they take care of their own responsibilities. We pay them, but they take care of them. Because this way we don't have to establish bookkeeping and all that other stuff. Now, what's our job value here? Ellen handles this, handles that, works with this, handles these. She's got a million different operations that she handles, and she handles them all so beautifully, you don't even know that she's doing it. And when she's away, she has handled them ahead of time, so that nobody has to do any of them while she's away except pay the immediate bills that have to be paid. But otherwise, everything is taken care of. And this is loving your job. This is being happy with your job. This is being thrilled with your job and knowing that that's what it's all about. And JJ said, now, when you write, make sure you say that I'm paid, that the monastery pays me to work there and pays me to be there, and my pay is room and board and stuff like that. And I said, well, we'll take care of whatever is right, you know, because we have monks here and nobody receives any salaries. And nobody spends any money on their personal things except for normal things that we need to go and live with, you know, like clothes and other things that are valuable. But we like our job. We like our job very much. And we've been with our job anywhere from, minimum from 85 or something, but 30 years or better. And that's pretty good. How many people in the world do you know who stay on their job 30 years and love it? Oh, they have ups and downs, as everyone does, but to love it, that's quite something. What are your work values? Well, now, if you're working in a hospital and you have doctors over you and you have supervisors over you and you have other people over you, and they're all telling you what to do, your job is not to do what they tell you to do. Your job is to do what you know you're supposed to do. And if they tell you to do something contrary to what you're supposed to do, you just plain do it because you don't really care. It doesn't make any difference. And they are so surprised that you're not ticked off at them for telling you what to do. But you're not going to let them push your buttons because you're the master. And when they come in and try to be not give you the information you need to have to do your job right, you don't make anything about it. You just say, so what? You know, and you just do whatever is right. And then pretty soon they get shifted. They get moved to other jobs. And new people come in. The new people say, my goodness, you've been running this thing all by yourself. You know, you should have that job. So we're going to make you supervisor. And you say, no, thank you. I like being just who I am. Just raise my salary to the top. That'll be fine, you know. And I'll keep on doing the same job. Because no sense having to learn a new job just to get more money. You're already doing all the work anyhow, so you might as well get paid for it. And so you let them pay you for it. And they do it, and they're happy, and you're happy. And one less supervisor job that has to be disposed of, you know? Interesting, isn't that?
Yes.
Yeah. But create it mentally in your mind, whatever you want your job to be, and have it be a happy time. and have everybody wanting to come into your office, however large it is, because in there is a feeling of peace and harmony and goodness and right action, truth and love, and all the things that make life worth living. Right?
Yes.
Right. Now, when are you going to do it?
Now.
Now is the acceptable time. Now is the fun time. So, what we think our job values are, that's what they are. Are you ready for living to the fullest with your job values?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you remember, whatever you do to be yourself and have fun, it has another name, and its other name is called, quote, my job, end quote. Be yourself and have fun. That's my job. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.